One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
Audio Frontier.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Daft and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money. Baby.
How much you can pay? Mind.
And his partner, Feta Tappender Stevenson.
From Mecca Echo City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. My name is Rab Florence. It is a great pleasure to be here. Such a pleasure to be here. Grado is, of course, in the room. Grado, say hello.
Hello.
John, producer John McAnally, producer John of Clyde FM, is in the room.
It's Clyde One, Rab.
Fuck One. Off, man. Bauer Media.
Bauer Media Audio now. It's Bauer
oh, for fuck's sake. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Wrestling Daft Audio. My name is Rab Florence.
Congratulations. Grado. Congratulations, mate.
Congratulations to you, Grado, on being the host of Games Master. the news broke this week that I'm hosting the new E4 show, Games Master, the new version of Games Master. We'll see how that goes. Hopefully it won't be shite. And then Grado came down and jumped in for a wee bit, for a couple of wee bits of filming, didn't you, mate?
Aye. Yep, which obviously the announcement that you became the Games Master host. I practically tell all my pals and all that and family that I got the presenter gig. I don't know how I managed to kind of spin it, but because let's be honest, I went down to the audition and offer it, didn't I? Right, but I don't care anything about games.
Let's just make clear what happened here, right? This isn't like me getting my mate a gig on this, right? This isn't what happened. I got asked to go down an audition. And then at the same time, without me knowing, Grado got asked to go down an audition to be co-host. he was all fucking fair to be telling me, wouldn't you?
There's a backstory with that as well.
What happened again? No, the story is, I got an audition for Games Master about 2 months ago, right? And I went, fucking hell, why they know that's Rob Florence, man? Because that's well made up his street. So I can't remember how I never tell you. I think it's just because I felt awkward. And then the next minute that you said that you had an audition, and then I was like, aye, I know, I've got one too. And you were like, why did you not tell me? Something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then we went down, and obviously it went really well, didn't it?
You would have been a brilliant, like, just the actual host of it. I've already seen some people. I had a wee look at Twitter, and already some people were like taking shots at me and saying, "Fucking, you know,
you're joking."
Fuck Rab Florence and all that.
Not in ever. There were
just a few. Most people were really nice, but there was a few people saying that.
It was all good feedback that I read. But as I said, when obviously I tell folk I was going down for an audition, it was like in my head. Obviously, it was to present. But then when I ended up getting a wee gig with you anyway, then part of it.
Aye.
Everybody was texting me going, I thought you said you get Games Master.
Anyway, it was good anyway, fun. It was good fun, wasn't it?
We went out for something to eat. We were in London together, me and old Rob.
Aye, we went out for a wee steak. We had a wee steak dinner, like a couple of wrestlers. Came back and had an early night, though, didn't we? We were good boys because we were filming the next day. We were improvising stuff. We were coming up with stuff on the spot. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
Can you give us some detail about when it's coming out, Rab, all that sort of stuff? I mean,
I don't know exactly when it's coming out. I know it's going to be on in November. I know we're filming it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. We're filming the studio stuff. I don't know any much more details than that. I'm just a host, folks. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm running the whole gig. So I'm kind of waiting to see what happens myself. But I think it should be everybody involved. Really nice. I think it should be good fun. We'll see what happens.
Is it going to be the same kind of similar format to what the used to be? I mean, because it was such a cult show, like the audience and all that, and like obviously the games master and we guys come up asking, "Oh, how'd you get past level 2?"
There's going to be an audience. There's going to be people doing challenges. There's going to be
brilliant.
I'm trying to think if there's an exclusive I can tell you. It's going to be like a pro FIFA player coming on.
Right. Oh, nice, nice.
I think he's going to try and do some kind of challenge where he's got to come back in a second half for being like 3-0 down with 10 players shit. Or something. Love one of that kind of yeah. things. So we'll see how it goes. I'm looking forward to getting down and seeing for myself, you know.
Z-list celebrities playing computer games. Is it going to be that for the golden joystick? There's going to
just
be
me.
Like...
Only me. There's only Z-list celebrities.
So we're not going to have the likes of, I guess, Christopher Biggins playing the new Mortal Kombat game or something like that, no?
No, I think there has been a perception that it's going to be like, oh, it's all celebrities playing. There's still that kind of press release floating about where it's like celebrities doing challenges. And as far as I know, it's the people that I know so far that are coming on the show, none of them are celebrities, though. They're just like punters.
But then what's a celebrity these days? Because some of that mob that were doing at the auditions, they're all got like quarter of a million followers on that Twitch, carry on.
Good point.
What is celebrity?
Yeah. Exactly. Good point.
What is celebrity?
But so apologies to the listeners out there. I'm absolutely knackered and totally swamped with work. So this might be a slightly shorter episode.
Because
you can't
be fucked,
John. I've had a big time now, so I can't be bothered with this. No, it's just because, time. So it might be a wee bit shorter just because we're also pushed for time at the minute. So thanks for listening to Wrestling Dad.
Who's the listener of the week?
Now, let's see what the punters are saying. Big Andy says after last week's episode about the revelations that Grado falls straight asleep when he's scared, that he's effectively like a fainting goat.
Hmm.
And that's the animal he means, no, the greatest of all time. He's talking about there. Have you seen these goats that faint when they get a fright? You know that?
No, but we need to look it up. But that's good. So I'm a goat. Right. Take it. I know you take it as a positive thing this time, though, when the first time somebody
An update for a Dundee United supporter after last week's chat about Hogan's theme being used at Tannadice. Said, is the reason we played Real American at the Derby is because our owners are American. There you go.
So they are. I forgot about that. The American,
there you go. David points out that Cardiff played the game and cult of personality when they played West Brom.
Just copying Arsenal now.
And shout out as well to Sheep FM, who pointed out that Montrose used a clip of AJ Styles' WWE debut at the Rumble to introduce new signing Cammy Valentine.
Cammy Valentine is such a pure Scottish first division name, in it for a
football player.
Cammy Valentine!
mere celebrities that are wrestling fans. The twin between us says, I'm sure Brian Kinn and Sal Volcano from Impractical Jokers are both big wrestling fans and would love to appear on the UK's best wrestling podcast. Twin between us went to see them in Glasgow, says they were brilliant. Selco says, John McClure from Reverend and the Makers even has a song about it. I've messaged him and posted a link to your page. Kyle adds that the band Samantha's Ruler are big wrestling fans. Fancy having them on your podcast.
I don't know who Samantha's real are, but I went and checked it. Reverend the Makers, John McClure, I don't know if you know, heavyweight champion of the world, that tune from back in the day.
Aye, aye.
You should go and check out, he's got a song called The Wrestler, and it is all about like wrestling. It's really, really good.
Aye. Good lad, a good lad. There was questions about whether Melissa Joan Hart was a wrestling fan or not, and that was answered by a tweet pointed out by Paul as she tweeted Kevin Owens is a lazy wrestler. That one.
Is this Clarissa?
Melissa.
No, Sabrina, the teenage witch.
Aye, Clarissa was Sabrina.
Was she?
No. Who's Clarissa?
Sabrina and Clarissa Sabrina. Are the same woman.
Melissa, John Hart.
Aye, but do you remember Clarissa Explains It All?
Yeah, are they the same woman?
Melissa, John Hart, I don't know. I don't remember Clarissa. I remember...
Oh, you're right. You're right, he's right.
Aye. You dafties. Right. Remember when the wee brother with the red hair, Fergus or something like that? And the guy that used to come up, try to get in our bedroom at night with the ladders, Sam the creep.
You get arrested for that these days. You can't do that in 2021.
Hey, calm down, John, for that part. Right. Apparently, sorry, John, I don't know if this is allowed to be part of the show or no, but I've got a parcel for Beer 52 on its way. Is that right?
You certainly do, yes, yes. We will be advertising Beer 52 very soon on the podcast, and you, as a result of you being the host of the show, you get some free beer just to taste so you can sample and enjoy and talk it up.
Exactly. Okay, I'll try that. Wardy wants to point out a tweet for MJF. MJF says, fuck off, mom.
This is best.
This is MJF's ma. Probably not going to make the cover of Parents Magazine, but see you at Arthur Ashe tonight. And she's holding a banner that says, we are MJF's parents and we think he sucks too.
That is just next level heel work.
Great, isn't it?
Fuck off, mum. That is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
He's great anyway. We love him. Another tweet flagged up Tyza Minnelli, who says, I suppose one reason for the WWE roster not to go to AEW is cheap renewals. And there's a wee joke here. For cheap car insurance, compare the Bearcat, because obviously Keith Lee's getting called Bearcat now, which is, of course, a reference to legendary wrestler who, back in the day, who did a lot for... Well, I did a lot for the biz, for certainly for black wrestlers. After we chatted about NXT names last week, Ian has pointed out the candidates for Canada's People Party have got very NXT names. Alan Aubert, Terry Sieben, Brock Crocker, just a few of the candidates. While Craig has a WWE name generator, it's like the old make your own porn star name. First name is your pet, second name is your mother's maiden name. So for Craig, his name's Rocky McCulloch.
Oh, what's yours?
Mine's would be my first pet. You're right. Okay. Mine's would be Lassie.
More of a female wrestler.
Yeah.
Mine's would be, what was my first dog called? Emma.
Emma. Good.
Pepsi would be me.
Pepsi. That's perfect.
I might use it. We are closer for me wrestling the Lord Provost of Glasgow. People have reached out to me. What started off as a joke on the radio has now escalated to the Lord Provost's people saying, oh, we like this banter. He's interested in getting involved. So I may be wrestling the Lord Provost of Glasgow. So I might adopt the name Pepsi.
Is this real life? This is happening.
This is real life. This is shoot. This is actually shoot. But it might be a work, brother, because I think they're a bit apprehensive of actually a wrestling match. You mean the Lord Provost? Because obviously I'd batter him. He's a bit of an older man. But I think it might resort to sumo suits. But we can still work an angle. Do you know what I mean?
Do you not just have a pose off like Triple H and Steiner had back in the day? Remember?
And on like the steps of the Glasgow City Chambers, beautiful.
By the way, Ryan Sakoda was a guy that judged that back in the day, and he died in September. By the way, can I just ask if you're happy to have your mother's maiden name broadcast on a podcast?
Why not?
That's how you get fucking passwords and all that, is it not?
Oh, hi, right enough.
No, mate, I'm a wee bit uncomfortable with it.
Right enough.
I'm a wee bit uncomfortable.
John, could you go back and bleep out our mother's maiden names?
I can do that.
And we'll just keep this. We'll just keep this.
Keep all this. I'll go back. But fucking get that bleeped and hey, yeah, good.
Cyber security work, Grado. Cyber security detective, Grado to the rescue there. Thanks.
I'm just sitting there going, like that, man. Hold on, man, because I answered something yesterday. It was like my Sky account and it was like, what's your mother's maiden name?
Who'd ask
and,
you
and also hold on a fucking minute. Also, sometimes what's the name of your first pet?
Exactly.
Oh shit!
Another one. Bleep it off.
Who's this guy? This
Craig,
is guys.
Good fucking try, Craig. You bastard. Good try, Craig.
I believe they call that fishing with a PA.
Aye,
that is
fishing. Yeah, obviously as games master, you know that now, Rab. But you know fishing.
I'm going to get him left it.
That's out. Finally, Roshi Boy says, with the release of the new James Bond movie, could we please ask the lads what wrestlers they think would make a good Bond? Yeah, his pick would be Cesaro, since he briefly had that Bond gimmick, remember? Who would make a good James Bond? What wrestler?
I don't know about John, but you need to remember, Rab, we do Breakfast Radio. I am sick to the teeth about who would make a good Bond? And then we're on Fit with Daft going, which football player would make a good Bond? I'm fucking all bonded out.
We've not done a wrestler though, have we?
Okay. I know, we did football. We should have done that here as well, Grado. We did on football, Daff. We did take a Bond title and make it about Scottish football. Rab, you would very much appreciate you only live twice just for Rangers.
I need to get the Bond film. Let's think of something then for the Bond films again.
Oh, what are we doing for Bond? I thought we wanted...
All right. What about...
Well, you trying to do the Bond title thing?
I don't know.
Scorpio Skyfall, there you go. Scorpio Skyfall.
Scorpio Skyfall. Oh, I kind of think.
Diamond Dallas Page is forever. There we are.
Casino Royale Rumble. Right, man.
Golden IRS. Yeah.
That's a good one. fuck's sake.
Battle Royale.
I said Royal Rumble. Rumble. What about Thunderbolts Mahoney?
The man, good. The man with the gold dust gun.
Wait, hear this one, boys. Eye-raker.
Eye-raker.
That's good. What about Dr. No Way Jose?
Good.
Dr. No Way Out.
All happening. So some in the mix for us for next week. Why the fuck not?
I am over this.
I'm still thinking. What wrestler would be a good Bond? I think The Fiend.
The Fiend?
Do you know who would make a good
Bond?
I think
The Fiend would be a good Bond. Why would The Fiend not be a good Bond?
Because he'd have to put a red light everywhere he went.
Aye.
I'd be show him up as Bond then, wouldn't it?
The Fiend would be good in a tuxedo. No, let me think again. I think
clearly Finn Balor would look good in a tuxedo.
Oh, good shout! Finn Balor would be a very good Bond.
Aye.
What I'm all about? I'm just trying to think of English. Someone smooth and sophisticated. What about someone like the model Rick Martel?
Nick Aldis.
Oh, that's a great shout. That's the one.
That's it. Nick Aldis is the one. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Nick. You're a bit of Bond boy. Let me tell you. And if you want to get in touch with us about any of that or just random wrestling-related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook. Our email is wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Now, every week we like to separate the bad for the good in the wrestling. The Margaret Sticko in the red light is a fiend to the Margaret Sticko in the red light is Finn Balor. Very good. Very good, John. It's my favourite one you've ever done. So Grado texted me this morning as I was driving. Know that I saw it. I waited until I stopped the car before I checked my texts, obviously. And then when I saw the text, Grado was saying that he was watching Dynamite and it was fucking brilliant. So, Grado.
I watched the first hour for Dynamite on Wednesday. Jungle Boy and Adam Cole. I've written the whole, like, see watching WWE, it's a graft, but I was actually enjoying that last night.
I love Adam Cole.
Oh my God!
I love Adam Cole.
Oh my God!
There's just something about this guy. It's charisma. Is one of the things. Right?
Is he coming on Games Master? Is this what's happening?
It's charisma. It's he's just got... No, he's just in the right place now. He's in the right place, and it's interesting. It's bad casting. This was always my problem with Adam Cole. It was bad casting. They had him in a position on the card in a place where I don't think this is plenty of guy's strengths. Suddenly he's in AEW. He's in that role, you know, with the Bucks and that, with the Elite. And suddenly you think to yourself, I can see... Yeah, there it is. There it is. You know what I mean? You can't put a square peg into a round hole or a round peg into a square hole.
Can I ask you your opinion on this, right? I want to ask your opinion on this. I didn't know until I was watching last night and then I read it on Twitter that Cody's getting a lot of heat. Like when he's wrestling, he's getting like booed, right?
I think this is going to be the greatest heel turn ever.
It's a slow turn.
Here's my opinion. Don't turn him heel.
No.
Don't turn him heel. Listen, what was exciting about the mid-2000s about John Cena when he was a good guy getting the negative reactions? That was a draw to watch. Folk wanted to see him get booed.
You've got a fucking point here.
It was an attraction. Don't turn him heel. I'd rather see him trying to be the babyface every week and the fans shit all over it week after week after week after week, and he just he won't turn heel.
It's almost like that. Almost like that as his gimmick.
That is the gimmick. Because people see, I remember in the mid-2000s, what were going on about, you need to turn Cena heel. I goes, Pinelli's heel already. He's heel. He's all hate him. He's a bad guy.
But what a reaction he gets all the time.
Aye. He was like the best heel that wasn't a heel. I would say they're the same way with Cody Rhodes.
Good thing. You should be booking your own fucking wrestling shows, mate.
Will be, mate.
Me and Grado, we'll talk about this later. Right, so let's see what the punters are saying. But I've been very busy this week. I've not really had a chance to... I need to catch up on the wrestling I've been doing in London and all that kind of stuff, and getting stressed out my box. Sean wants to put all the Hurt Business getting back together. The opening two matches, Extreme Rules, all he's seen so far, and wants to bury the ending of the Usos versus Street Profits. Same recycled Usos ending we've seen time and time again. Bronze Cello wants to put all John Moxley dropping in a Family Guy reference on Rampage, saying he was Peter and Suzuki was the giant chicken. Definitely made Billy Gaddy, though. Also, Jackie Polo returning to ICW. What a moment. I missed this. Jackie Polo's back in ICW.
I just saw a fan reaction. I saw a fan reaction on Instagram. It looked good. He's the best.
He's brilliant, Jackie Polo. And then Bronchello wants to bury nothing. Stop being so negative, folks. Enjoy the wrestling.
Nice one.
Chris wants to bury Extreme Rules for just having one Extreme Rules match, which is weird, right? What the fuck happened since he used to have every match on the pay-per-view with some stipulation of some kind in the past? Neil wants to put all the G1 being back and already racking up Match of the Year candidates in its first few nights. As much as I would have loved to have seen a Shingo Takagi clean sweep. As much as I would have loved to have seen a Shingo Takagi. Shingo Takagi clean sweep. I think that honor now belongs to Zack Sabre Jr., which I'm also very okay with. Stevie wants to put over the Dark Side of the Ring episode about Chris Kanyon. Grado was talking about this. Might actually have been the most emotional episode yet. He was an immensely talented and influential performer who we lost far before his time. Had he come around at this time, he would have been more accepted. Who knows the heights he could have reached. Man, if an AEW had been about when Kanyon was wrestling, you know?
That's why, like, a lot of these Dark Side of the Rings you watch, right? And you, I don't know, there's something you come away with it, but I came away for that, Hank, and just, like... That's just pure shite.
You watched the Grado, yeah?
Oh, I watched it.
They go into all the Flair stuff and why he was sacked and everything.
Well, I mean, they showed the
Howard Stern.
The clips on Stern, man, which are horrible.
It's horrible to watch.
I'm actually feeling a wee bit kind of greedy. They're now thinking about, like, he's sitting there on Howard Stern. He loves Stern, right? He's a major mark for Stern. He listened every morning. He's on Stern, and fucking Howard's like that. We've got Flair on the line. And his face just lights up. And he's like, oh, Flair, how you doing? And then Flair just starts all right. And then he's like, well, you know the reason why you only, you're no longer in the WWE. You've not got the talent and stuff like that, which was bollocks. Because if you go back and look at some of his matches in the mid-90s as Mortis, he called himself the innovator of offense. He was a lot. He was doing stuff like that that nobody else was doing in the 90s. He was the guy that trained... And done the stunts on Ready to Rumble. Like, he was a guy that everybody liked to work. Dallas Page was putting him over. So that was bollocks. And then for Cena and all, who has, like, I can't remember who said it, but the stock he's got to come on a national radio show like Howard Stern and bury him and call him shite. It must have been, no one other guy suffered for that. Really, 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 really bad.
Anybody saying that he didn't have talent is just fucking talking shite, and the evidence is right there before your eyes, you know what I mean? Kev wants to put over Liv Morgan and Carmella at Extreme Rules. Liv getting recognition, and Carmella's came a long way since being with Enzo and Big Cass. It's Liv Morgan's a funny one, isn't it? Because Liv Morgan, I think, is one of the wrestlers that everybody likes. Do you know what I mean? And everybody's kind of going, why is she not getting the big push? Because there's anybody that doesn't like Liv Morgan, I don't think. And Kev wants to bury WWE announcing the state that some shows are being filmed in rather than the city because they feel a city isn't prestigious enough.
Why is he bored with that?
No, calm down, mate.
Do you know what really does my nutting though? Like, all the wrestlers, they always say the city and then the state. There's no need to. We know where fucking Washington is. New York, New York City, Washington, Washington. They just,
Where is Washington?
Where is Washington then?
It's not Washington State. It is.
Oh, listen, he doesn't fucking know.
So maybe so
Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, Washington, Pennsylvania.
Are they in Pennsylvania?
Are you sure?
I am sure it's Pennsylvania.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
Yes, I'm definitely sure.
Are you Googling it? Are you Googling it?
I'm not. Hands are up. Hands are up.
But then, no, the one you're talking about is Washington, D.C., mate. Washington, D.C. is in
Pennsylvania. Washington State. Seattle's in Washington State. Is that right? But why do they do it, Grado? Why do all American wrestlers say, like, Chicago, Illinois? Do they need to say that? Do they not just say Chicago?
Why does it piss you off?
I don't know why. It really annoys me.
I'm thankful for it for all the years. So that when people talk about you can use that knowledge that you've got for a wee boy, like say, like somebody, like I'm trying. No,
it's like a Scottish wrestler. So we're right here in Glasgow, Strathclyde, or like if.
But Scotland is about the size of a city.
Oh, but
in some of the American states,
Livingston, West Lothian. Good to see you tonight.
Right, so put it this way: the likes of like where did RVD get called for? Battle Creek, Michigan, right?
Yeah,
right. See, you speak to somebody that's for Battle Creek. Mm. You walk by in the street, all right, mate, where you for America, Battle Creek. You go Battle Creek, Michigan, and well, you've only got that for the wrestling.
Well, let me ask you this, John. Right? See if the WWE are doing a live event in Meridian.
Oh, yeah, I know what you've done here. I know what you've done here, Rab. So you're trying to lure me down a wee track.
WWE
here.
Are coming to Meridian. Right?
Yeah, coming to Meridian. Yeah.
Where's that?
I don't know. But I bet you it's one of these things that's like, there's about, it'll be one of these towns, right, that's like, there's about five meridians around America, isn't there? Or like Springfield, I think Springfield's the most popular name.
It's Meridian, Idaho. It's not difficult, Meridian, Idaho. But, you know, America's a big place. America's a big place, isn't that right, Grado?
100%, mate. And then you've got loads of different, as you say, Springfield, and then there's Thingway as well. What is it? What's that? There's loads of it in Ontario and all that. Hamilton, Ontario, and there's Hamilton, Texas, and oh, fuck, I'm talking shite now. When you go,
Hamilton,
Hamilton,
South Lanarkshire.
See, when I tell people I'm for Helensburgh, I don't just say I'm for Helensburgh. I say I'm for Helensburgh, Argyll, and Bute.
Well, maybe we should encourage
what
that.
What do you say? You Falkirk, right? You're for?
Yeah, Falkirk, Stirlingshire.
Yeah, you say Falkirk, Stirlingshire. When you first introduced yourself to me, you said, "Hi, I'm John. I'm for Falkirk, Stirlingshire."
You did.
Well, let's start doing it in a minute. Let's take it up in Scotland now. Every time you introduce yourself to someone now, Robbie, say, I'm from Helensburgh, Argyll and Bute, Grado, Stevenson, North Ayrshire. Is it North Ayrshire?
Aye.
So there you go. And we can just start bringing that into Scottish, you know, Scotland, start doing that.
Anyway.
John wants to put over, no, you, John. Another John wants to put over Broken Skull Sessions with Seth Rollins. Mm-hmm. And Rab being the host of Games Master, Crack and Joyce, and also wants to put over Grado not being the host of Games Master.
Does it say that?
No. And wants to bury AEW not booking Andrade. I don't think AEW fancy Andrade that much.
Nah.
WWE SPFL wants to put over Raw. It was brilliant, he says. Extreme Rules and Dynamite. Great week to be a wrestling fan. That's the kind of positivity.
Nice one,
like
WWE SPFL. Nice one.
And wants to bury fans that feel they need to choose a side, but also fans of both promotions that can't accept criticism of a product. There's no the old firm died debate. Giza Gobble.
Giza Gobble the Googer.
Well, aye. Says put over, you think I was just shouting Giza Gobble? No. Wants to put over WWE apparently bringing SummerSlam to Cardiff next year. AEW, I'm certain, will be doing a big show over here soon as well. Exciting times. And also Rumble on a Saturday night in a big stadium. WWE might be pish, but the Rumble's always good, and Saturday night pay-per-views are good fun. Ain't that the truth?
That's brilliant. It means you don't have to take a day off your work now.
Yep. Also wants to bury WWE bringing back American Gladiators. For fuck's sake, what's next to WWF? What is this?
Now, I did read a story that WWE, I think it's under the WWE production. It's not like the wrestlers are going to be American Gladiators. I don't think. Maybe they are. Let me just type into the Google machine. WWE and MGM are rebooting American Gladiators. Do you know what I saw today, actually? It was like, where the Gladiators are now, like, so like Jet and all that sort of stuff, and Cobra and Hunter. Well, that's the UK ones, but anyway. Yes, so WWE and MGM are classic.
Sorry, John, it says here, I'm just... Sorry to interrupt, but it says here that it is going to be WWE wrestlers.
Is it?
Aye. It will feature a slew of WWE wrestlers. That will be good. I'm into that.
Yeah.
I love the Gladiators.
See how you were saying about no having to take a day off for the Rumble? Have you ever phoned in sick because you watched in a wrestling
Because you watch the wrestling pay per view on a Sunday night.
I've never been at work properly, you know what I mean? I work for the house, so.
I've never phoned in. I've like done it. There's a few, like when I used to do the breakfast show, I used to go in and watch the pay per views and then just you'd go straight into the breakfast show, you know what I mean?
I was watching the Rumble one night and I phoned in sick and I said I'd fun a lump.
You're joking. I would be too feared to make up that lie.
But it wasn't a lie.
Oh, had you?
All right.
Like, I'd maybe fun it like the Thursday and I thought, I'm going to dine out in this. I'm going to say I've just fun it and I need to go to hospital and I've done it.
But did so you go and get it checked?
Aye, it was nothing.
Right. Where was the lump?
In my wally. No, my wally, my...
You know your wally does get hard and lumpy sometimes. It kind of... Like, no, it was my sometimes if you see something you find exciting or whatever, it'll go up like a lump.
No, it was my testicles. I got it checked out. I had to go to Irvine Central and they went and, you know, now they used that...
Irvine Central, where's that? What state is that in?
In North Ayrshire.
Irvine, okay. North Ayrshire.
Do you know that thing that they put on the pregnant woman's bellies?
Aye.
And they put the gel on, that's what they do with your buzz.
I've had that, really? I don't know.
Aye, you had that, and then the woman couldn't find it. The woman couldn't find the lump, and I was like, geez, that.
Mine was called...
She's that, and I'm like, see it now? She's like, oh, that's fuck all.
Mine was called a hydroseal. Mine's.
Well, I don't know if I had a name for it. Mine had a name, but she did say it was something like a... What do you call it? No, a cyst, but you know, like that.
Oh, yeah, some kind of benign.
Aye, she says, I'll eat. She never said that, but the doctor said we initially went. He says,
I've had all sorts, man. I've had all sorts.
He says, good that you checked that out. Good you checked
I know, you're right, 100%. But
always get these things checked.
Listen, no, you should definitely.
I'm going to put this out there. The new. Get to the fucking hospital at the slightest. I go to the hospital at the slightest fucking thing, man. The slightest thing. I go to the fucking doctors and go to the hospital. I had a lump up my ass once. Had to go to the doctor.
Up your arse.
Up my arse, aye. And then, you know, and you're always worried, you're always going, surely they must be thinking, how did he find this lump up his arse? What was he doing?
That's a question that went through my head. Have you done that on the arse, but up the arse?
No, it was like, no, right up my arse. It was like inside.
I mean, anyway. I went to the doctors. I think I've told you this.
Always go.
And I had a rash up there. And the guy wanted to see the doctor. And I pulled in my pants straight when he was kneeling down. Mm-hmm. And my fucking bit came out, man. He went, no. He says, just left. No, just left. He went, no, no. He came out, just left it up. I'm like, that was Scanston, man, waving at his face. There. He's like, no, just lift up the side of your pants. I was like, oh, sorry.
I see getting your prostate checked, man. Have you had much of that happen yet, Gredo?
No, I've had a colonoscopy, mind you.
I've had a colonoscopy.
I've had two colonoscopies.
Have you, mate?
I've had two. When I had a colonoscopy and the woman went, what's all the bruises in your ear? When she was about to stick the hang up my farter, she went, what's all the bruises in your ear? And I says, oh, I could do a bit of the wrestling. And she went, well, like that guy Gredo. I went, I'm on Gredo.
Lying over your ass.
And then she got all embarrassed because I think she thought that I was going to be embarrassed that she was telling. I was like, you can tell Andy, you want me? I don't care.
The doctor said to me, I had one of the largest colons he'd seen.
You proud?
I don't know how to take that information. Is that something what you used to do with that information? It's like, by the way, I've got a very large colon, don't you know?
I was told mine was very clean. I always remember that. Oh, I was really? Like, well, there you go.
I wanted to see when the camera was up, I wanted to see like an old fucking chute or something like that hanging about. I wanted to see some, there was nothing at all. It was totally pink and clean.
Did they let you see it? Aye.
I am going.
The colonic irrigation, Gredo, you had that done before?
No, and I've just had the camera.
Because you see that you, people get these colonic irrigation and there's fucking chutes and fucking and nuts and all that coming out. What is that?
And there's about 10 tons of it all coming out. Aye, so it's true. Always get checked. The prostate stuff, once that starts, is murder, Gredo. That's not something to look forward to, because that's always just in your GP room, you know, the doctor's like, right, finger up your arse now.
Is that a certain age you need to get that?
See, once I hit 40, basically, every time I was at the doctor's, they couldn't fucking wait to stick their finger up my arse. They were just like, they were like, you are 40, mate, aye? Fucking rubber glove was straight on. Right.
Anyway.
Let's move on. Too much hilarity here. Sean wants to put all the dewdrop in Charlotte Flair match. They made Doudrop look strong by having Flair win by distraction and having Shayna Baszler break Eva Marie's elbow. That'll keep her off TV for a few weeks. Also wants to put over the Hurt Business getting back together. That's a stable, by the way. And Sean wants to bury AEW because it's utter shite. He's just kidding. He loves AEW. Just wanted to trigger Rab. Listen, there's only one Tony Khan and nothing's ever going to change that for me.
Woo! So the CBD that we got, the Platinum CBD, I've been using it and it has been brilliant and I want more. And I've gave it to some folk that I work with and they are mega seeing the benefits. And I'm honestly not exaggerating. Folk have went, that is the best gear. And I was kind of messaging back and forward with the guy for Platinum CBD because I says, I've had CBD on before, but it's never ever really worked. It's been like nothing. But this has definitely worked. Obviously, I've got IBS and stuff like that, anxiety and all that kind of. I mean, I'm going to say I'm mega suffering anxiety, but sometimes you kind of wake up in the morning and go, here we go. But that certainly kind of calmed things down. But it does help you with a number of daily issues, sleeping, chronic pain, anxiety, depression, stress, inflammation, brain fog, man. The brain fog, it helps you with that. The gut issues, plenty more. And especially because the lockdown's happened, the mental health, it's not everybody's mental health is the strongest and it can be. I actually see for some folk, the CBD oil can be a bit of a lifesaver. Now, we at Wrestling Daft Buff teamed up with Platinum CBD for Columbia Care. It is the world champion in CBD world. In the CBD world, Columbia Care, they've brought their expertise in CBD for the US. They've made like a sophisticated CBD wellness range for Britain. Now, included in this kind of setup, they've got CBD oil and peppermint and unflavored. The peppermint gear is good when you're doing the drips and your gub, you put it on your tongue. And it's easy to take if you want to just use it for, you know, with a drink of water. The capsules, the gel capsules are brilliant. Now, there's no THC in it. It's vegan friendly, 100% organic, and it is backed with scientific research. And it makes sure you get the premium CBD product every time. So, as I've said before, it is, the taste of the product's brilliant. Instructions clearly easy to use. As I said, with the drops, stick it under the tongue, leave it there for 30 seconds, and then swallow. And we can sort you out with a cheeky wee discount here on Wrestling Daft. It's for Platinum CBD. Try it for yourselves. Head to call-care.uk and use the discount DAFT20. So the website again is call-care.uk. Discount code is DAFT20. Let us know how you get on with it. Give us a wee message, give us a wee tweet, message on Facebook, give us a bell, whatever you want. Let us know how you've been getting on through Wrestling Daft with CBD for Platinum. Platinum CBD.
You just made the list!
Type into Google the word list and the first three things that pop up are a list of presidents, a list of countries and a list of COVID variants. However, what should also appear there is the list of Wrestling Daft. This week, it was a loser for last week. Best moments from NXT 1.0 versus the worst booked finishes in wrestling history off the back of Reigns versus Balor. Now, you can vote for what you want us to talk about by joining us at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. But the winner this week with 72% was worst match finishes, which is a really difficult one to talk about, let me tell you, and to put into your top three. It gets very personal, this kind of stuff. Now, worst match finishes, God, because there have been a lot of bad match finishes over the years. Let me think. Right, here's probably the worst. The worst that I can remember in recent memory is without a doubt. Do you remember Moxley? Dean Ambrose was wrestling. Was it The Fiend or was it Bray Wyatt? It was Bray Wyatt, I think. And he saw a ghost.
Oh, was that in the? They beamed something down into the ring.
There was a ghosty, and they got and a ghost happened. Do you remember this? What? Do you remember this, Grado?
What happened again? There was a ghost where?
Dean Ambrose was fighting Bray Wyatt, and a ghosty came.
No.
You don't remember? You have any recollection of this?
When was that?
hold on, I'm just giving a wee Google here to make sure I'm not forgetting this.
Raw, May 18th, 2017. I think that might be the case. Oh, no, Hell in the Cell. Dean Ambrose and Sabat.
That's it. A Hell in a Cell, right. Here's what happened, right. I'm just opening up a wee page here to remind me. But at the end of the match, the lantern that Wyatt carries, some smoke started coming for it, and then a ghostie appeared in it, which was how that match ended. That is the fucking worst ending to a match ever in the history of wrestling. Are we talking about actual finishes of a match?
It's more booked finishes, not like the outcome of the match, but more the kind of the way. Like, I mean, what's kind of triggered this off was the ending of Reigns versus Balor. They did a cool bit, so it was the demon, and obviously wanted to protect the demon, but they couldn't have Reigns getting beat. So they did this whole thing where Finn was the demon, and then the lights came down, and he was knocked out, and then the red light came on, a la The Fiend, and he started started pumping, he was kind of gyrating. Then his music, it was quite cool, because his music came back on, and the time it got to the bada, he was up in the top rope, ready to do the coup de grace on Reigns, and then the rope, exploded and came off, and he fell, and Reigns speared him and won. So it kind of protected the demon a wee bit, but it was just shit. It was awful. I mean, they just booked themselves into a corner with that whole match, you know?
Why did they even bother? If they were wanting to protect the demon so much, why did they even bother booking it?
I don't know. I guess just a spectacle. Because the demon character's like awesome. I love when he does all that sort of stuff.
Why not just put him over Reigns? You know what I mean? Like, I don't even think...
Why not?
Thing, they don't have the bravery to go, you know what? Because I think in that situation, it's not going to hurt Reigns, the demon beating him.
I really don't
think it is. You know what I mean?
No, I don't think it is. And I mean, you don't need... For Brock versus Reigns at the next pay-per-view, which is obviously the Saudi show, you don't need the belt for that match. And if they are thinking Rock versus Reigns for WrestleMania next year, which is the rumour that Rock's going to appear Survivor Series... I mean, they don't need the belt for that match either. And then Roman can get the belt back, you know?
What they should have done is just had the demon beat Reigns. That's the way you protect the demon, is you just have him unbeaten like that. You have him, you know, if he appears, you're fucked. He's going to... And then just have Reigns fucking smash Finn Balor when he's back in his fucking normal civvies next time and win the title back. And then it can be a nice thing that hovers in the background. Ah, but he's never beat the demon. You know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah.
Why you go that route where you go, we'll just no make a decision. And here's the point here. This is why it's fucking pointless. See, if you were making a list of the worst finishes, for me, all the items on the list would all be the same thing. They would all be double countouts or double DQs, right, or time limits, right? Anything that doesn't give you a result. However, I would take time limits out of the equation because sometimes they work really well, as we saw in AEW.
It's going to say
with Daniel, but they need to be booked right. They need to be booked right, and they need to be guys wrestling that you want to see wrestle again. You're almost like happy with the time limit draw, you know what I mean? Because you're like, good, we're going to get another one. But I just
Grado, what's the worst book finish you've been involved in?
Oh, definitely.
Monster's Ball.
No, really. Well, because the finish was meant to be what it was, but it was the finish was fucked. That was a mistake. But probably, I'm trying.
There must be that promoters come to you and said.
Probably the Carlito one that I told you about in Newcastle, where they wanted me to wrestle
five
Carlito.
Star.
Star Carlito. It was advertised and they wanted me to come out, day my entrance, and Carlos Carlito would come out, take me out with a leg, I think it was either a leg or my balls or something like that, on the ramp, and I wouldn't get to the ring. It's just something fucking daft like that, because we'll carry it on to the next night in Sheffield, and I'm going, who the fuck is going to be at the show that was at the night to the morrow? I was like, let's gear him a match. I know it's not a finish. The match didn't start, but that's probably the thing that sticks out for me.
Aye.
Probably doesn't count.
I see what the punters are saying, because I've got no idea. Kevin says, Orton versus Bryan at Battleground when Big Show came out and knocked Dame and the ref out. What made it worse was that the winner was to be the new champion. Dylan says, The Fiend versus Goldberg, and every other time a legit star put out a part-time wiener. I don't think so. Listen.
I love that.
Listen. No in a fucking million years.
That was a great finish.
No in a million years, right? Does Goldberg beat the Fiend? Does the Fiend beat Goldberg? You know what I mean? How you can call that a bad booked finish? For me, not in a million years does, in a fucking professional wrestling match out there with any shenanigans involved, does Goldberg not beat the Fiend? What else is supposed to happen in that? Is the Fiend supposed to beat Goldberg? And he was fucking sandbagging him like fucking that match. I saw it with my own eyes.
I'm actually
Goldberg told me.
Aye, I'm actually getting mixed up. I thought he was moaning about the one where Goldberg first come back. Who did he beat Lesnar in like 10 seconds or something? I remember that. Was that
right
then?
That's right.
But I'd heard
that. And that was good as well. I like that as well.
Was going off his nut backstage. I heard about that.
Who was going off his nut?
Fiend.
I know. I can imagine. John says, all involving Hogan. Finger poke a doom. Bash at the beach. WrestleMania 9.
That was brilliant.
Roger says, Triple H and Booker T at WrestleMania 19. Horrible racist angle made worse by Triple H taking 30 seconds after a pedigree to pin Booker clean. Utter shite. Yeah, it wasn't great. Andy says, Austin versus Vince and Shane in a ladder match for control with the company. Don't remember what the finish of that one was. Do you remember, Grado?
Wait, who said that?
That was Andy that says that.
Austin versus Vince, Shane in a ladder match for control of the company. I don't remember that.
Yeah,
all I can remember is the
handicap ladder match. I'm just checking the finish.
Vince, the first thing that came to mind was that. Remember the St. Valentine's Day Massacre? And Austin was in the cage.
I love that finish.
It's a great
finish. I love that finish.
I love it.
Rattled him into the cage. Cage swung out. He falls out. The fucking fingers are up. Loved it.
Right.
That was a brilliant finish. It was weird that you said that, Grado, because I was actually thinking about that when I was thinking about bad finishes. For some reason, that jumped into my head as a good one. Yeah. You know, as a kind of gimmicked finish that was really good. Let me jump to the end of this match.
I'll tell you a great finish. Me versus Eli Drake, Wembley Arena. Or I should say, Odarg the Great versus... what's his name again? I just said it.
LA Knight or Eli Drake.
Eli Drake. Because I was obviously in the mask and he tried to get the mask off me throughout the match. And I'm a tap of the cage and I kind of slipped down the outside of the cage and he's trying to get my mask off. But he takes the mask off and I fall down.
That's a good... Who came up with that finish, Grado?
Me.
Oh, did you? No, you didn't. No, you didn't. It was Al Snow, wasn't it?
Aye, something like that.
Aye. That's a very good finish. I'm surprised no one else has stolen that finish. That's really good.
Stone Cold. Sorry, lads. Stone Cold goes up to get the briefcase in the ladder match. And the briefcase gets pulled up away from his horns.
Oh, so that's funny.
That's great, I think. That was good. That's good shit. That's real good shit, I think. Yeah.
That's good shit.
I like that. Sean says Triple H won in the Chamber in 2003 after building Goldberg. CM Jake says Cena basically no-selling a DDT in concrete and gone on to eliminate two guys by himself to beat the Nexus at that one SummerSlam. Killed the group before they get started. That's right, I remember that. Luke says Mania 27 main event ending in a count-out, for fuck's sake.
I was at that, I think, was I not?
Like I said, any fucking match that ends in a count-out. Thomas says Becky Lynch versus Bianca Belair for this year's SummerSlam. Yes, there's one. Seth Rollins versus The Fiend for Hell in a Cell. Yes. Buff Bagwell asking Russo if he did a good job when he lost to La Parca. Oof. Moxley versus Omega. The exploding barbed wire nonsense. That was bad as well.
Did you see, I don't know if you any have seen Seth Rollins sitting down with Stone Cold, and he said he went backstage and he said he was ready to fucking take out Vince. He was so fucking hot after the match. After that finish was booked between The Fiend and Seth Rollins, the DQ finish.
This is what fascinates me.
Hell in the Cell, they don't remember, it was the first, they did a DQ finish at Hell in the Cell, which is
I remember.
And apparently Seth Rollins, like, it was the way it was booked, and Seth got booed out.
Because Seth was just wanting to lose, right?
Aye, and Seth went back and went fucking mental at Vince. And apparently, like, I saw a tweet from Bray Wyatt as well. You think, if that's your reaction, you should wait to hear mine. So I'm really intrigued to find out what he thought about it.
Does it not make you think wrestling's just such an amazing thing that a guy can go and tell you and say, I wanted to batter fuck out of my boss? You know what I mean? Doesn't even get his boots. He's one of the most high up guys in the company. You know what I mean? He's one of the fucking top boys in the company, and he can still go out there and go, see, if I didn't get held back, I'd not fuck at him. Do you know what I mean? Imagine fucking anybody else in any other job then. Imagine John coming on here and going like that. I nearly fucking battered fuck out of George Bowie the other day. Obviously, he's not your boss. George Bowie's not your boss, but you know what I mean? You get the point. Right. Craig says, Judgment Day 2000 main event. Love the American Badass comeback, but what an Iron Man match really does need is interference in the final fall. Come on. Makes the previous 60 minutes a waste of time. Many matches have worse endings, but no many matches make me waste 60 minutes. It was all about Undertaker, though. Chris says, Hogan versus Sting at Starrcade. Exceptional year of building Sting up, followed by piss-poor match. Yes. Finish was a clusterfuck and such a letdown. Special mention to the finger poke. Alex says, Fiend versus Rollins, 2019 Hell in a Cell, DQ and a cell match. There we go, the fucking old DQ. Gordon says, every single one of WWE's DQ finishes of 2021, all 56 of them, as of 28th of September 21. Fuck me,
wow.
Man. That's a good fact there, Gordon. Listen, so see that fact, see that statistic you brought us there? That's making you look good for listener of the week, by the way, at this point.
Aye.
Pablo's Vault of Horror. Check out his radio show on Nova Radio, by the way, every Wednesday, 10 p.m. until midnight. Says the entire booking of the World of Sport belt and the World of Sport Wrestling New Year's Eve show. Losing the belt in the first match, then a battle royal to determine a number one contender for a rematch that same night. Ultimately, Grado got the belt, but the whole thing was an utter head scratcher.
It's a very good point.
What was your feelings on that? Were you nearly ready to batter boss at ITV after that?
No, it was a night. I was sitting there going, so wait a minute, by the end of the night, I'll be the champion. Sounds good, man.
Now, get on our Patreon, by the way. Get on our Patreon. That's where you get the video version of this, where you can see how bad I look. You can get extra content, get involved with a lovely community there. Up there, hopefully next week, it'll be finally part three of the Grado story, looking into his retirement for wrestling and stuff. The best way...
We have said that for weeks now. I need to get it done.
The best way to get involved, by the way, is to sign up to one of our tiers at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Be more content coming soon. Don't worry about that. And things are about to hot up. Believe me here, you want to be involved in that Wrestling Daft Patreon because business is about to pick up, Grado, am I right?
Business is about to pick up, son.
And we're no joking. So if you fancy that and becoming one of your patrons, sign up now at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft as we would love to welcome you to the roster. Now it's time to jump into the pretendy car. It's time for another Wrestling Daft Road story. Remember, give us your funny stories for your life by DMing us at WrestlingDaft or emailing at WrestlingDaft@gmail.com. Let's get in the car and see what happens, right? How you feeling, bro?
I'm all right, mate. All the better for seeing you, mate. It's been a good week for you. And all that.
Been a busy week, mate. Been a busy week. I've been in and out of hospitals. I've been in and out of studios. I've been travelling all the world. I've been eating steaks. I've been, you know, cuddling my kids, cuddling my wife, you know.
Giving your last legs, ain't you?
I'm on the RO, as they say, mate. I'm on the road out. Okay. I take you back to the summer of 2012, though, mate.
Any robot, then?
I'm in the final year of my apprenticeship with my current employers. All my mates had booked up Ibiza for a lad's holiday, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'd never been on a lad's holiday before, but I'd just moved into my flat. And I was a bit tight for cash, so I decided to patch it. 2 days before the boys fly out, right? I was sitting in my flat having a drink and they're goading me to book a last minute flight. I was absolutely penniless at the time, mate, but I thought to myself, fuck it, man, you're only young once. So I phoned my work, told them I fucked my back and I need a few days off. Next day, I book an appointment in the bank and I ask for a loan. Right? I tell them it's for house improvements. Once I get the funds, I head straight into the travel agents to get a last minute deal. There isn't a single fucking seat going for Glasgow to Ibiza. So the lassie ended up booking me a flight from Manchester. Mm-hmm. So I had to then get packed, grab a train down to Manchester the next day to fly out myself, right? So gets to Ibiza eventually. All the boys are already there, we're out on the piss, etc. Right? You know how it is, mate. A day or so in, and I've decided to get myself a skinhead. Right? No idea why. I've also decided I'm harder than the sun, right? And lathered myself in oil all week. So the holiday ends and I've had the time of my life. Flight back to Manchester, train back up to Glasgow on my Todd. Finally comes to my first day back at work, right? But I've had a panic because I said I was after a fuck back and knew I'm going to return my skinhead and a tan like Randy Orton, right? I'm thinking they'll see right through this. I'll get a sack, I'm fucked. So I went to work wearing a weightlifting belt, right? For the bad back.
That's brilliant, man. That's right up my street.
Kept a hat on as well. as much as I could and told my manager that my physio recommended sunbeds to help with the back pain. Had to keep up my charade for weeks until the tan faded, right? Stroke of genius, madness or pure stupidity, but I get away with it. And to this day, he's none the wiser. I also decided to get a tattoo on this holiday, because what's a lad's trip to Ibiza without the ultimate cliche? In the spirit of my fuck it mentality, I asked the Italian tattoo artist to translate fuck it to Italian and put it on my shoulder. Now, years and years later, I was in Tenerife with my new wife. We were having lunch, and this Italian waiter points to my shoulder and laughs. It turns out, what is written on my shoulder, mate, in Italian, translates to fuck in my ass. My wife still tells anybody we meet about it. Ah well, mate. Fuck it. Take a wee right here into this. Take a wee right here and here. We'll get some scran, right? And that story, and a good one. We like that.
That was
I like that story. Who was that story for, John?
That was, remember, Jason One Draw McGraw from when he went in. Yeah, that's another one from him.
That was a cracker, man.
Very good. That was a good one. That's what we're wanting to hear. That's what we're wanting to hear in this show. Good, good old road story. Popped the boys big time, that one, didn't it? I could hear, could hear he's giggling away. Well, there was no run-in this week. You know, a slightly abbreviated show, but I hope you know, you like checking in with your lads. We'll be back to normal next week. Although, we'll need to maybe work out something, because I may have to record it down the line for London, lads. If that's
exciting. Hopefully, if we can do it, well, remember how a few weeks ago we outed David Tweeter, ex-England international. David Tweeter is a wrestling fan. He was meant to come on this week, but then due to scheduling conflicts with Rab, we can't get him on, so hopefully this is going to be our Matt Damon. David Tweeter will be on the show next week. Ex-England, Bolton and Mrs. Rossettle half, David Tweeter on his show talking about his love of wrestling.
John, you're not going to have to start a podcast called Tweeter Daft,
I'm desperate to have the man on.
loads more content on Patreon, remember, patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Get on there, get some of that. That's it for the show. Please rate, review and subscribe on Apple or get us wherever you get your podcast. Why not check out our merch as well at shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft. Listener of the week has got to go to, who was our man with that stat that made us go, oh my god, you're joking, really? Is it?
That's probably not. Probably.
It was
Gordon.
You're the listener of the week, mate.
Well done. Listen, Grado, it's been a pleasure spending some time with you this week, mate. John, it's been a pleasure seeing you. Listen, I hope you at some point get to swing a punch at George Bowie. And thanks so much. Up the road.
I shall sell. 11! Audio Frontier.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.